This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Without Gwen, at least for today, he'll be back next week. Chrisello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Good job by A.J. Cassaville, the 10-year veteran of the San Diego. That's what I'm going to like refer to him now every time.
Just 10-year
veteran, yeah. 10-year veteran. He's only
Well, he said technically he has to go through this season to reach his 10 years.
Got it. But he's only like 20... I mean, maybe he's in his 30s, but you know what I mean?
He
looks like a young kid to me, to be in his 10th year.
Not to be rude, but I think everybody does, Chris.
They don't all look as young. They all are young,
you know,
sure.
I used to look young, and then I drank myself into looking my age.
Maybe so.
I haven't drank in 8 years, for everybody who doesn't know.
Good question by that last chat.
Terso?
About Terso. You know, hey, why aren't you mentioning Terso Ornelas? Just let me add a few more names to that list that we should be asking about or could be. Brandon Lockridge, Forrest Wall, Jonathan Perlaza, Gavin Sheets, Oscar Gonzalez. More infield, but Eggy Rosario, maybe Mike Brusso. These are all guys that are going to come to camp and take their best shot. And if they stand out, they could wind up in the opening day lineup. Don't kid yourself. Any of these guys, some of them are non-roster invitees, some of them
NRI
are on the 40-man
guys.
Roster,
NRI
some
guys.
Of them are NRI. You and your NRI.
No, I love it.
I'm just saying, Terso Ornelas is one of those. That's all at this point. But he's got a chance. You look at Terso Ornelas. Let's take a little closer look at him before we get to the Daily Gambit. Last year's statistics, outstanding. 23 home runs, 89 RBIs, 297. Here's one of the questions about Terso Ornelas. He's 24 years old. Prior to last year's 23 home runs, he hit 15.77. Didn't really show the same power. Now you could say, okay, well, he's finally developed the power. Or you could say that his power last year is a product of playing in El Paso, which is like a 100-foot fence to left. You know what I mean?
Well, I've also heard the Pacific Coast League inflates numbers.
It's the whole Pacific Coast League. The whole Pacific Coast League inflates numbers.
I don't know how much it inflates numbers, but...
Right. So, you know, that's what you're looking at with Terso Ornelas. Like, if he had 53 home runs last year, it's, you know, there'd be a whole lot more attention on him. But 23 homers, that's good.
I'm looking at Eggy Rosario this year.
Eggy's another one.
I think that he might be a guy that we're going to be seeing a lot of.
When he was in, you know, contributed last year, he was not bad, if I recall.
No, he wasn't. I'm going back to his page right now that we're talking about. He hit 245, but he had a ton of power. He hit three, I mean, in, let's see.
He hit three homers last year.
In 53 at-bats, he hit three homers, drove it, you know, I think he deserves a chance. His OPS was 814 for 53 at-bats.
He's getting a chance.
Small sample size, but I would like to see Eike take a next step.
He's getting a chance, and he's another name that could go to left field, even though he's never played there before. Don't forget, left field is pretty much where they stick anybody that can hit. If you can hit, they'll put you in left field.
Left is easier than right?
Left is way easier than right.
Because of the pole?
No. Well, in Petco Park, I think yes, but also because the throw is not as far.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you're better.
Yeah, the right field has lot of space.
When you're in Little League, right field is the worst guy. But in the major leagues, right field is the best guy.
It's changed. That why they put...
That's why you played right field.
No, I played second base. By the way, I threw the other day, Chris.
And?
My arm feels okay. Oh. Now, I did wake up with a little bit of soreness, but I'm making my way back to this softball stuff.
Okay.
Chris doesn't seem convinced.
Well, we'll see you out there. We'll save a spot for you. Remember to listen at 5:30 today. We'll announce today's biggest fan. And that fan will have a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with 20 of their best friends. Register your name if you're not registered already. Go to 973thefansd.com. Take a moment to do that. Put your name in. You're listening to the show anyway. Your name gets mentioned. All of a sudden, you could find yourself with a pretty cool night out. So sign up at 973thefansd/biggestfan.
I also take pride in having our names call back. Like, I want to have more of our people call back than the other shows because I'm competitive.
All right. I wish you the best.
Okay.
Let's go to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Nate has a comment. Jackson Merrill never played center until last year, which is very true.
And they were going to stick him in left.
And they were.
Until he proved that he was good enough to play center.
Yeah, I don't think we can ever compare anyone to Jackson Merrill and what he did last year. I think he's kind of on his own there.
He's a little bit ahead of a lot of guys, but... No, the point is, if you got a bat and you don't have a position, left field will be the spot they put you in. That's just how it works.
Put me in, coach. We already sang that the other day.
We did.
All right, let's get into some of the bets we made last night. And I looked at the results, but I forgot to write down the scores. The Clippers did win over the Jazz, 121-116. The Clippers were also favored by 9.5 points.
They did not cover.
Picked the Clippers. They did not cover. OKC.
Let's just stop there.
Okay.
That's my only loss of the night. Go ahead.
I wish everybody could hear my eye roll through the radio right now. OKC played the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota. OKC, 8.5-point favorite. Chris convinced me with their stats that they don't play bad on the road, but they did this time. They lost 116-101, and so Chris wins that bet. Miami and Dallas. Now, Miami was -1.5 on the spread. Chris chose Dallas. I chose the Heat, and the Mavs won 118-113.
Yeah, I those same fans were cheering the Mavericks again. Go figure.
Oh, my goodness. There's a whole thing between the fans that got ejected from the stadium and then Mark Cuban.
I know.
It's so strange how this whole thing
has taken on a life of its own.
It really has.
And the one thing that the Dallas fans just fail to realize is that they still have a really good team. And when Anthony Davis comes back, they're going to have an even better, really good team.
You're going to see him in the groin rehab center.
I may run into him, yeah.
All right, so the Mavs win that one. UCSD -13.5 at Cal State Bakersfield last night. We both chose UCSD. UCSD did win, and they won by 19, so there you go. USD.
Tritons, again, let's get to stop and give them a little love, because they continue to play some great basketball, and they really have a legit shot at getting into the NCAA tournament. And what is this, their first or second season of eligibility?
I believe it's their first season of eligibility.
Come on, guys. They can do it.
Yeah, I believe it's their first. We're going to try to... I guess they got home really late last night, so they could not come on the show today. We're going to try for Tuesday. All right. USD at Pepperdine. Pepperdine minus 8.5 on the spread. I chose Pepperdine. You chose USD. And those darn candy canes of Pepperdine, Chris, won, but they only won by 7, 88-81. So
yeah, meanwhile,
two more points.
Meanwhile, still feeling for the Toreros.
They're 4-23.
That is 13 losses in a row. I don't care what sport you're playing. I don't care what division you're in. 13 losses in a row hurts. That's tough.
Yeah, I mean,
that's beyond a hang with them. I mean, 13 straight.
Has the Green Bay team actually? Let me see. Now that we're here, because they've lost a lot in a row, too.
What you're asking is 13, the longest losing streak in the country. The Citadel is working on 16 losses right now. Air Force has lost 15 in a row. They almost didn't, because they almost beat the Aztecs a few weeks ago.
Keep talking.
Green Bay is at 20.
They're at 20 losses. Sorry, you beat me to it.
Yeah, Green Bay's got 20, so that's the longest.
All right.
I still feel for those kids, because you know what? Teams that lose 13 in a row, guess what they do every day? They show up and they practice their butts off, and they work out, and they lift weights, and they run, and they stay in shape, just like all the teams that are winning games.
Yeah.
They really do. It's not like they just gave up. They're out there, man. They're playing it every day. And, you know, to not be rewarded with a victory, that adds up.
That does add up. It does. And at a certain point, you just want to quit, I bet.
Well, that's probably what you would do, but that's not what real athletes do.
Want to.
I don't think quit is ever an option.
No, it's definitely an option.
It's a lousy option.
Talk about Ben Simmons and Zion Williams and all those guys. Joel Embiid.
Move on.
Gonzaga minus 14.5 at the USF Dons last night. Both of us chose the Dons. The Dons did lose, but they also covered 88-77, so I'm good with that.
Yeah.
UCLA women at the USC women. USC minus 1.5 on the spread. This wasn't even close, Chris. USC, you chose, and they won 71-60, an 11-point blowout for a undefeated UCLA team. They were now one defeat.
Right. Well, I said it yesterday. I mean, an undefeated season is really something. And USC's got a very good team. So
yeah, they do.
UCLA finally tastes defeat. All right, so do you want to add up the actual records from last night, or would you like me to just scoot past it?
Just scoot past it, because
I will not do that. I was 6-1. You were 2-5.
I will not.
We got some picks for today. We'll let you in on those in just a few minutes. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have our Friday countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you about that as well when we come back. And the Miami Dolphins have released a superstar.
I think it's time we start putting the Dolphins on the back burner after all these moves they've made.
We'll talk about that as well when Gwen and Chris resumes after traffic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
NBA experts voted on MVP at this point in the season. 70 first place votes out of 100 for
SGA.
SGA, yeah. He's looking like the guy. Jokic is the only guy even close. Jokic has 30. The other 30 first place votes. That's it. No other player got a first place vote. Jokic couldn't guard me.
Doesn't matter.
Well, he could because he's that tall. He would swat away the shot. But he doesn't even try half the time on defense. That's the only thing that bothers me about the fact that he's already a three-time MVP winner. There are two sides to the court, but nobody looks at that stuff in the NBA.
No.
They never have.
You got to score a lot of points.
And
don't you think his rebounding is defensive prowess?
Yeah, fair enough. I'm talking about actually guarding a guy, though.
Yeah, I get it.
Doncic gets rebounds too. Doncic. He gets rebounds too, but he doesn't guard anyone.
He's a parking cone out there. They just go around him.
That's accurate. Hopefully that will change with the Lakers. Raheem Mostert has been released by the Dolphins, to which I say, who are we going to get the fumble now when we're inside the 10-yard line and need a score?
I do love these little headlines that become front-page headlines. Like, this is not that big of a
deal. It's not that big. He's going to make a ton of money next year, and they're not going to pay that for, you know, their third running back. So, yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. He did all right for the Dolphins, though, you know? Especially not this past year, the year before. Didn't he have like 20 touchdowns?
Oh, yeah, he had a ton of touchdowns. Yeah. But so. He's always injured.
Last year he had a fumble year, and that was stressful for me. Was there one other thing?
I don't know.
That I wanted to talk about before we get our picks in for the day?
I'm not sure. You didn't tell me.
Yes, I did. I think I mentioned it, but now I can't remember.
You said the Dolphins, which is what we talked about.
Oh, we have our countdown coming up.
Oh, that's you wanted to talk a little bit about that,
I guess. Well, I just want to let everybody know what we're going to do. There's been six coaching changes in the NFL. Today's countdown will be what have been the best five.
Yeah.
So basically, we'll leave one out, and if you don't make the list, then you were the world's worst coaching change.
I'm not sure who I want to choose for that sixth. I got some candidates.
Yeah, there's six candidates for
it. I know.
Every one of those coaching moves could be bad in the NFL. We'll tell you who's best coming up. Before that, though, we have a few picks to make for tonight. And it's not much. First of all, there's no NBA, right? There's no NHL.
The Americans, man.
Thank goodness for the Tkachuk brothers. They combined for four goals last night.
That was pretty awesome.
United States 6, Finland 1. Don't mess with us, Finland.
It was 1-1 when I was getting ready to leave here, and then I looked back up, and it was 6-1.
They won comfortably.
USA!
I don't know what the stand... You know, I'm having trouble following the tournament. Like, I know the USA, I believe, has played twice, and they've won twice. Other than that, I don't know anything.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. I will say tomorrow night, if you are hockey... 5 o'clock on ABC, so it's gettable. USA Canada. That's always a match, for sure.
Take down the Canadians. Let's go, America.
Don't want to go political at all.
That's not political.
No, I don't want to go political, but I don't know how I feel. Actually, I do know how I feel. I don't really love it.
What?
Getting our national anthem booed by people.
Oh, I hate that too.
Yeah.
I hate that too. That's why we should doubly stick it to Canada, Team USA.
They asked Keith Tkachuk about it, and he didn't want to get political either. And he said, not a big fan of it. That's it. Like, don't ask me anything more. But yeah, that's not a great thing.
It's not, but it's also Canadian people doing Canadian things, Chris.
All right.
And I'm for all the Canadian people out there, please, I'm joking.
You just put yourself in harm's way there.
As soon as I said it, I thought, oh no, I'm going to get some DMs about Canada.
I have great respect for the Habs out there.
Okay, let's move on.
Less habitants. UCLA basketball tonight at Indiana. 1.5-point favorite. Has the crazy Mick Cronin finally... Is he just a mad scientist and he knew what he was doing all along?
Delusional.
Called his kids delusional, said they don't try, said his coaches stink. I mean, stuff that looked bad when they lost two or three games in a row.
That's true.
But now, you know, 9-5, they're doing all right in the conference. At Indiana, Indiana's going through its own thing. Indiana's a big basketball school, as everybody knows.
Yeah, the coach stepped down.
Mike, no, he hasn't. He's going to step down at the end of the season.
Oh, okay.
But he's also refused to do any pregame or postgame interviews now. He sends his assistant coaches. It's becoming a thing in Indiana.
My goodness. Why is everything a thing?
It's a thing.
Everything has to be a thing.
Who do you like here? UCLA -1.5, or do you like
I mean, Indiana is in shambles. So
wow.
I'm going to go with
shambles.
UCLA.
Going with the Bruins. I should go with the Bruins, but they're only 3-4 on the road. Indiana 11-3 at home. I'll take Indiana.
All right.
Mountain West tonight. Nevada 7.5 over San Jose State.
In Nevada?
Nope.
Okay.
I have to take San Jose State based on what I saw the other night. I know the Aztecs didn't play the great first half, but San Jose State had some guys sticking shots. All night.
And they played, I believe, without their best player.
Two of them.
Yeah. Which doesn't look good for the Aztecs at all, but I'm going to go with San Jose State as well.
San Jose State. All right, I put this one in for you.
Oh, yay.
Northern Kentucky, favored by 6.5 at Green Bay.
Oh.
Green Bay, coached by Doug Gottlieb.
Yep.
And, you know... If Green Bay was having a decent season, nobody'd say anything about this.
No.
But the fact that he's a national talk show host and a college basketball coach has caused a lot of grief for him.
Yep.
And his team has lost 20 in a row. Who do you like tonight? It's at Green Bay. They're home. I don't know Northern Kentucky having a great season either, but they're 6.5
I'm going to go with Northern
favorite.
Kentucky. And
you're going with Northern Kentucky anyway.
I can't bet on a team that's lost 20 in a row.
I can. Come on, Green Bay. Tomorrow, a good game. Houston at Arizona. It's for the lead in the Big 12. Now, Arizona's come from nowhere. They got off to a very poor start. Kind of were left for, you know, dead there. But they've rallied back to 11-2 in the conference. Houston is 12-1. So it's the top two teams in the Big 12 tomorrow at Arizona. Houston's favored. I'm supposed to go with Houston because it benefits the Aztecs. But I'm not. I'm going with the home team, Arizona.
What's the spread?
1.5.
1.5.
Houston
okay.
favored.
I'll go with Houston.
You can. Tomorrow, that is not the biggest game. Not even close.
Duke and... Or Auburn, Duke. Alabama.
Auburn, Alabama.
The Iron Bowl of basketball.
Yeah. You got the number one team in the country and the number two team in the country.
Who's home?
Alabama is home. So it'll be in Tuscaloosa. Bama is a 1.5-point favorite.
Wow.
Over Auburn.
Auburn.
Who are you going with there?
Bama.
You are, huh?
Yep.
We've talked earlier about the fact that there's too much hate out there. So I'm not going to go as far to say as I hate Alabama. But I don't like them. You know that? I have to go with Auburn.
Wow.
Tomorrow night at Viejas Arena, final game on the board. It's another big one for the Aztecs. They got to keep it going. They're playing a tough club, Boise State. Aztecs did win the first game in Boise a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago. San Diego State favored by 2.5. You know I have to go with the Aztecs. But this will be another tough game. By the way, if you're going to that game tomorrow, wear something black.
It's a blackout.
The Aztecs, I'm sure, are going to wear black uniforms.
Yep.
And everybody's got to be in.
I think the Aztecs win this game by 1 point. So I'm going to go with Boise.
That is no way to bet, my friend.
Wait, are we done? We didn't do Daytona 500 bets.
What bets are there to make on that?
All the drivers.
All right, well, give me something to bet on. I'll try to.
Would you like to bet on Ross Chastain?
I don't even know. You know, the funny thing about the NASCAR is that I used to actually know some of the names.
Here are the top names.
But I really don't even know the names anymore of the NASCAR drivers.
I guarantee you could name one of the top 10.
Kevin Harvick. No.
Yeah, that's a name, but he's not in the top 10. I was thinking you were going to go with like Kyle Busch or something.
Yeah. These are not names I know. I'm looking at them.
So it goes
now.
Kyle Larson,
Bubba
Ryan
Wallace.
Blaine.
I know Bubba.
Oh, yeah. Bubba Wallace. Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin. Brad Keselowski. Right. Chase Elliott.
Okay. I know a few of them.
And then if you want Elio Castro Neves, that is a sneak of a play right there.
He
plus
won the
28,500.
He won the Indy 500 like 30 years ago.
No, he's won it a couple times.
Yeah, and
he was
on my radio show after he won the Indy
500.
I did an interview with that guy.
Did you ask him about the milk?
I don't know of that, but I know he climbed up the fence because he was the spider guy. He'd always climb up the fence when he won.
The Indy 500 is a big deal in my family, so.
I can't believe Elio's still going.
Well, he does. Like, some of these IndyCar drivers sometimes go over to NASCAR and they race in the big races. But plus Elio Castro Neves.
You're going to go with it?
I might put $10 on that.
Elio Castro. I don't know if Elio is the right pronunciation.
I think it's Elio.
Elio. Helio. He was born in 1975.
Great.
So he's 50 or 49.
That is older than I would
have
thought.
A little older. Good for him. I'll take him too. How do you like that?
Okay, we'll
pile on the Elio Castro Neves bandwagon.
All right.
All right. There's that, Gwen and Chris, with our countdown coming up next. Really struggling with our countdown today, Scrape. It's coming up in a moment. 3:36 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. It's the Gwen and Chris program. Tony will be back next week. I want to try something here.
Uh-oh.
Because the NBA All-Star Game, we talked about it the whole weekend. It's not a game anymore. It's the whole weekend, right? You've got skills. You've got this, that, the other. But the event that has fallen the farthest of any event
dunk competition
in all of sports is the dunk contest, right?
No one cares anymore.
No one cares. And
I'm going to blame LeBron for this.
I'm going to show you how little people care. I'm going to give you the four contestants in this year's dunk contest. You tell me what team they play for.
Ooh, I like this game.
How about Stephon Castle?
You start me off with that one.
Exactly.
Huh? I'm going to say
you're going to take a guess.
I'm going to say he plays for the Pacers.
Okay. How about Andre Jackson Jr.? Who does he play for? Guaranteed, nobody knows the answers to these questions.
The Suns.
Okay. Matas Buzelis. He's the third of four.
The Bucks.
Okay. Finally, the defending champion. If anybody could name that, it would be a miracle. The defending champion, Mac McClung.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, who does he play for?
Is he on the Thunder?
Okay. You and everybody else.
Did I go 0 for 4?
Yeah. You and everybody else went 0 for 4.
That's embarrassing.
There's no way to get any of them right. The only one I would have got is Matas Buzelis, because he plays for the Bulls, and I've heard of him. Stephon Castle is with the Spurs. Andre Jackson Jr. is with the Bucks.
Oh, did I get that one right?
No. You guessed somebody else for the Bucks. Oh. And Mac McClung plays for the Osceola Magic in the G League. It's not even in the NBA.
Okay, that's why. Yes, okay. I knew that Mac. I've heard of Mac McClung before, but I didn't know that he wasn't in the NBA still.
Not even in the NBA.
Well, is that because he's the defending champ? He has to defend his title?
I guess he's trying to become the first player ever to three-peat. Oh, so does this make Mac McClung a better dunker than Dominique Wilkins or Vince Carter? I mean, this event is so, like, over.
I blame LeBron.
Never
taking part in it.
Oh.
Always turning it down. He's too good for the dunk competition.
All right.
I mean, come on.
Why are you blaming
LeBron? If LeBron would have done it when he was, like, 30 years old, that would have been...
You think all the stars would have kept doing it?
Maybe not this long, but...
I mean, the reason the dunk contest
it would have reinvigorated.
I mean, if you look back to the late 80s and you had Jordan and Dominique in it, and, you know, I mean, come on. Some of the rosters for the dunk contest was like a who's who of highlight reels. It was incredible. You couldn't miss this dunk contest.
You're right.
All right.
It just doesn't make sense for these players to do it anymore.
Why not?
They don't get anything from it.
They don't want to get hurt?
No, I don't think they get anything from it other than saying that I competed in the dunk competition. I don't think they get paid. Maybe very little if they do.
How much do you need to run out there and, you know, dunk a basketball?
For those guys?
By the way...
$50,000?
By the way, ESPN kind of bugs me in one way.
Yeah, this is a daily gripe show for Chris.
A little bit. The top 10 plays of the day, and four of them are just dunk shots. Dunk shots are not difficult for these guys. It's impressive... If I did it, but it's not impressive when an NBA guy goes up with somebody's arm in the way and dunks the ball. That's just not. It's not a top 10 thing anymore. It used to be, but it's not. We've seen a million dunks. Every now and again, there's one that you go, whoa, like that brings you out of your seat. But for the most part, dunks, 2 points.
I guess you get $125,000 for winning.
That's not much. You're right. Honestly, they should at least have a mil on the table.
I mean, it is the NBA there.
Not that that would entice them either.
It might. For some of those guys, it would.
All right, let's check traffic, and then we'll work our best for this countdown, but I have issues.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi. Today's topic shouldn't be that difficult to sort out. I was saying there were six new hires in the NFL. There's actually seven. So when we were off by one there.
Doesn't make it any easier.
It doesn't make it a lot easier. All we're trying to do with the new NFL coaches hired, the seven of them, What's our top five? Now, that means that two guys are going to get left out entirely, which means we really don't think much of them. Are you ready, Scrape? Did you
were
you able to piece together your list? Because this is really difficult to do.
As best I could, and
Number five.
Who's going to do the fifth best?
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Okay.
But I think Brian Schottenheimer.
Brian Schottenheimer!
Just because he
has... the Cowboys.
Yes, he has good players on his team. He's got CeeDee Lamb. He's got Dak. He's got Micah Parsons. He's got the Diggs brother, Trayvon.
Yeah.
I think he has pieces. We'll see if he can put it together.
He also has a quarterback who said the other day that they're just that close to being the next Philadelphia Eagles team.
Yeah.
I don't.
Sure.
Maybe we need to get Mick Cronin to introduce himself to Dak Prescott.
Well, what is he supposed to say? He's probably so disappointed with how the offseason's gone.
I saw something the other day that just tells me how dumb Jerry Jones is. But they put up the amount of money of salary this next year that the top three team quarterbacks in the NFC East are going to get.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels is like $6 million. Obviously, he's a young quarterback,
yeah,
but that's his salary. Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl, $22 million.
Not much.
Something like that, maybe 25.
For a starter.
Right. Dak Prescott, 89. Like, what? It's not even in the neighborhood. 89 or 87, maybe. But
oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah, I know. But that's $60 million more than Jalen Hurts.
How many years has he been in the league?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, you got Schottenheimer 5.
Yes.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Can't believe I'm saying that.
Well, based on some of the other choices, maybe it's not that far-fetched. Number 5, new head coaching hire for me, Ben Johnson. Chicago Bears. Probably should be higher because he does seem like he's going to be one of these fun, really smart, intelligent, genius coaches. But it's also the same thing they said about my guy, Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
When he was calling all of these great plays for the 49ers and they were all working. Now Ben Johnson, the plays that worked for the Lions are going to have to be executed by the likes of Caleb Williams. And overseen by perhaps the worst front office / ownership group in the NFL. That is going to make it tough on Ben Johnson to go any higher than fifth best.
All right. I don't mind that one.
Okay.
Number four.
You're going to hate this one.
What do I got?
Mike Vrabel.
He made your list at least.
I couldn't leave him off the list. I don't think he's going to fail as bad as the two I left off, but Mike Vrabel, I've never been a fan of.
I know. You don't
He was fired by the Titans, which I thought he should have been. Everybody was disagreeing with me. I don't know that he's a great coach. So, but he has Drake May. He's got some other guys. It's going to take a little bit for the Patriots to come back. So Mike Vrabel, number four.
All right. Number four for me, Liam Cohen. Here's who I thought of when I first saw him introduced. Nick Sirianni. He just doesn't look like he has a clue
Duval. What's
going on in there. He's really weird, and what does all that Duval stuff mean?
Well, they chant Duval because that's the county, and he tried to do it, but he did it in a very dorky way.
Yeah. He's so dorky, he's so seemingly out of touch that he's probably going to have some crazy success somewhere for Jacksonville. I'm taking a long shot on him, number four.
Okay.
It's a long
shot. Number three.
Okay. My number three, Jets head coach Aaron Glenn. Okay. I think that Aaron Glenn proved over the years that he can coach, and I think players are going to listen to him. Now, can he get past the Woody Johnson ownership? I don't know.
Yeah,
doesn't seem hard. Like many can get past the Woody Johnson ownership.
We're really the one, I don't want to say the only, but we're one of those shows that really does point this out. If you have lousy ownership, it's hard to do your job in sports. And we've seen it in all sports at all levels. It's just tough, and you're right. Aaron Glenn is going to have to listen to Woody Johnson at some point, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah. It's true. And his son, Brick.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm getting pushback on this Mike Vrabel.
All right, well, let's finish the list, and then we'll go back to that. Number three is also Aaron Glenn for me. He's a defensive coach, which I think is what's needed.
Yeah.
He also doesn't have to deal with Aaron Rodgers. That helps. And the Jets do have some talented defensive players. This might be able to spur them to do something and play like they are capable.
They have on their team from 2 years ago,
right?
Both rookies of the year.
I know.
Sauce and Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
You should be able to do something with that.
I think Aaron Glenn has a shot, but I'm concerned about the same thing you're concerned. All right, number two.
My number two is going to be Ben Johnson.
I
didn't want to rank him either, but I had to, and I think he has a good opportunity because if anyone is going to bring out the best in Caleb Williams, it's probably a guy like Ben Johnson. He seems like a guy that players like to play for. I think the Bears have a decent team. They just haven't had the coaching, and I'm thinking he may be able to find that.
The one good thing for Ben Johnson is that he can be an absolute nincompoop and still be an upgrade over what they had last year.
Eberflus?
Yeah. So that's a big, that's something in his favor.
Yes, that is.
Number two for me is Pete Carroll, because I really think Pete Carroll is one of the great coaches. He's got the Raiders. I think Mark Davis will be smart enough to leave him alone enough. He needs some players, but he'll look at this defense and he'll turn it into something. What the most he can do, turn it into. And then, you know, you give him a quarterback the next couple of years. Right? Pete Carroll's going to put it all in there for the next 2 or 3 years. He's not going to be coaching when he's 85.
I think he will.
You think he will?
He does seem like a guy who would coach till he's dead, basically.
Pete Carroll's earned my respect over time. And that's saying something, because I didn't like him at the very beginning.
All right.
Who's your number one? Your number
he one coaching over. He has changed over time.
He's softened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine's Pete Carroll, just track record, Super Bowl winner, gotten his team to a couple Super Bowls. I don't necessarily know if he's going to be great with the Raiders, but I do know that he will at least try and change that whole entire program around.
And that's going to be doing something, because the Raiders' culture's needed attention for a while.
It has, yes.
There's only really been one coach, well, maybe two, in the history of the Raiders that have been able to handle the Raider mystique and put it together in a way that was successful. And that's Madden and Tom Flores, who combined to win their three Super
Gruden?
Bowl titles. Gruden was close. Not bad. Number one for me is
what about
Mike...
Lane Kiffin?
Yeah. Number one for me is Mike Vrabel. He's the best coach on this list by a mile.
It's
not even close. He worked wonders with the Tennessee Titans. He won playoff games with Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, can we... Ryan Tannehill was a serviceable quarterback for those years. Can we also say they had the best running back in football, Derrick Henry? Can we also say that they had A.J. Brown on their team as well? Like, don't say, oh, you had Ryan Tannehill. Come on.
Well, you watch, man. Mike Vrabel's going to get the toughness of the Patriots back. They'll probably be close to 500 next year.
He's 2-3 in the playoffs.
You'll have to eat your words.
He went 9-7, 9-7. Then he had two good years, 11-5, 12-5.
Yeah, let's just dismiss those.
Then he went 7-10, and 6-11. Like,
I got you.
Why is he such a good coach when he has more?
He out of those 6 years, he probably had the 20th to 25th best team in the league every year.
That's not true.
He made them into something.
He, oh my goodness, you guys put him on a pedestal for nothing.
I drink my Vrabel's
Kool-Aid. I was going to say, what else? Hopefully, never mind.
All right, that's our list. But here's the funny thing.
What?
Who are the two coaches that we left out that didn't make either of our lists? Because remember, there were seven new hires. One guy was left off of both our lists. I left off Brian Schottenheimer.
Ryan Tannehill, I'm sorry, I just interrupted you crazily. In 2020, Ryan Tannehill threw 33 touchdowns and only threw 7 interceptions,
that's
almost 4,000 yards.
That's an incredible
Derrick
coaching
Henry
job.
Derrick Henry rushed for over 2,000 yards in a 16-game season.
That's an incredible job of any coach to get Tannehill go 33-7.
You're just saying that because you're a Dolphin guy.
I watched Tannehill up close. He was not a 33-7 guy.
And it has nothing. People are calling me a hater. People are saying that I don't like him because he's a Pat. No, I'm just telling you like it is. He's a mediocre coach.
You're not telling it like it is. You're telling it wrong.
He's a mediocre coach.
All right, let's get to the rest
of this. He's a mediocre coach. Okay, so
I kept off Schottenheimer. You didn't put Liam Cohen. But neither of us put on our top five, Kellen Moore.
He's doomed.
Why do neither of us believe he's got any shot at all? He just won the Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Yeah, he did. You're right. But it seems like he was the last choice for the Saints. Like, I don't think anyone else was taking that job. And you know what? I do like guys that take jobs that maybe aren't going to be the easiest, so I appreciate him for that. Just don't know that he can do it with the Saints. My Liam Cohen thing, like, the way that they changed their entire franchise around just for him was very strange to me. This guy's a nobody, and they fired their GM just so that he comes back.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah, there's something weird about Liam Cohen that I like, and I don't know at all what it is.
I'm not even going to
look
at the
chat. Like I said, it's Sirianni. When Sirianni was introduced to the Eagles, I thought, this is the dumbest thing that's ever happened. You said the same thing.
What?
Sirianni, when he first got to the Eagles. His press conference was a disaster.
I won't judge press conferences anymore.
He barely even knew what team he was coaching for at the time.
He was very nervous.
That's why I think Liam Cohen's going to surprise you.
All you all out there telling me I'm wrong about Mike Vrabel, drink the Kool-Aid, but when he's a mediocre coach, don't come crying to me when you want to join the train.
All right, so... Yeah, you just don't like.
Can I go more into the stats of how great the players were on his team?
Well, and if any of them other than Derrick Henry ever been that
and
great anywhere else?
Guess what, AJ Brown? Guess what? In 2020 and 2021, his two best years, he was one and done in the playoffs. What do you guys say about that?
I don't know. I'm comparing him to Aaron Glenn and Brian Schottenheimer and the rest of these.
I know that is hard to. I mean, I don't. Mike Vrabel made the list, Chris.
Mike Vrabel, I think he can coach. All right, we'll take a break.
Can't coach his way out of a paper bag. I don't know why I'm going so hard in the paint on Mike Vrabel, but...
Yeah, you're really overdoing it.
I've done it, and so when he goes 17-0 this year, I'm going to have to eat my words.
Won't be the first time. Here we go with a little Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.